Esperance didn't get all of it, but boy, he got enough of it. And what a play by Jake Lucchini and Mark Ock, who will assist on that goal. 3-1 Michigan Tech on the power play tally.
And I know Mark has got himself into some trouble with taking that puck and making a move, but it seemed like he was very confident and knowing that on a peripheral vision, I'm sure you guys know that right. Where that other defenseman was, and he was behind Mark to cover should something happen there, I think. And he made a great. Am I right on that?
Yeah. Matty Roy's out there with him, and Mark has that ability to do that.
That was awesome.
He has the ability to make someone miss him, and you know, it's a high risk, high reward. We're just trying to get Mark and all our defensemen to be a little bit more high reward and not so much high risk. But, but that's what special players do. He has that ability to do that. And he makes a real nice play to Jake. And then we find a seam across the top of the circles to Joel. And Joel doesn't get all of it. But again, the key is the release and getting away quick. And you make the goaltender. This time, he had to move from our right to the left as we're looking at the net, and he's got a long way to move to get over there. And anytime you start moving across the crease that far, you open yourself up, and there's a lot of holes, and Joel just hit a hole, and big goal. Gives us a little bit of cushion.
It did, and we ended up getting the empty netter with Chris Leibinger. I just thought, giving up that first goal, and then boom, four goals. Didn't give up anything else after that.
Yeah, and then, and that's the key, Dirk, that we have to continue to stress good team defense, because there's going to be games where the pucks don't go in for you, and if you're not giving up much or giving up anything, you always got a chance. You always got a chance for that next shot to get you in the game, and that's why it's so important that we continue to play well defensively. We're going to score. We have enough guys to score. Wait till we get Stamen back. Wait till we get Jackson back. Mason comes back, and we've got a lot of guys that will continue to push for competition there. And wait till our freshmen start to feel it. Like Chris Gary is playing well, but you might look at his points and say, well, he's not doing much, but he's playing well. And once he gets a little bit of more confidence and gets that first goal, you can see Gavin Gould how much confidence he has now in his play. And even Tom Barreto, who I thought was strong this weekend and skated well. The one thing with Friday's game is anytime you get in those specialty team situations is you have a lot of players play a lot, and then you have some players don't get much ice time if you're not on one of the either penalty killing or power play. So it's so important that we get everybody involved, and that's why someone asked me maybe a couple weeks ago about a certain player, why wasn't he on the power play? And here's a situation where if you're doing both, you're just going to get worn out. I mean, there was 18 power plays I think in the game, and you can't do both, and then you have to sort of pick and choose and give everybody on your team a role and give a role that they can succeed in and give a role that our team will succeed in so that everybody stays involved.
Well, and this might be a bad analogy, but going back to that, look at a football player. If your best player on the football team is your running back, that doesn't mean he can play quarterback. And
play the whole game. Play offense and defense. There's a few guys who get in there for a few plays, both. But you can't play the whole game. And that's essentially what we're talking about. So anyway, we've got a lot of guys playing well. I think our special team players did a pretty good job all weekend playing their roles.
Let's go to Saturday night's game. The Huskies trying to get a sweep up in Fairbanks, and they did on Saturday night. They scored.
We got to talk about Live's goal. How about that,
okay,
though?
Yeah,
I got to give Live some shout out. He played center. Here's in a situation because of our injuries, too. We put Chris Leibringer at center, and I thought he did a real nice job anchoring the line, and good for him. And how many goals is he at? Five now,
he's
Derek?
At five goals.
He's got five goals.
Yes.
He might end up leading our team in goals. Who would have thunk that? But good for him. Here's a player who just wants to help the team win. He says, coach, I put me in net if you have to. I just want to, help the team win, and that's a bottom line. And I'm glad he's having the year he is and the success he has. We weren't asking for him maybe to score a lot of goals. We just wanted him play good, sound defense on a line and be able to play against other teams' top lines. But here he is. He's doing that and more.
He did such a great job of forechecking, I thought, on both nights, too, down there. Once he gets to the puck, at least I notice him protecting it so well until he can figure out what he needs to do with it.
Well, he's strong. He's got some bite to him, a jam or grit, whatever you want to call it. Like, when he gets that puck, he wants it. He's just not going to give it up. And we have to do more of that. We have to play, especially this weekend, we are going to have to play stronger on the puck, especially in the offensive zone. We're going to have to control it more. They're a team that wants to get up and down the sheet and spend as less time in their zone as they can. We have to understand that and make sure that we play strong with the puck a la Chris Lieber.
We go to Saturday night, and Brent Baltus gets the first goal of the game on a nice play by Reed Sturrows.
Huskies have not. Here comes Sturrows now trying to go around the defense. Bumped on the way in. He'll take a shot. Rebound! Scores! There it is, Brent Baltus. Able to put in the rebound, and what a headsy play there by Reed Sturrows on that. The Huskies take a 1-0 lead.
Am I right, Coach, that there was no question what Reed was doing? He was
exactly
looking for the rebound?
He was. And we practice that at least once a week. We'll do some sort of drill we call pass off the pads, where you're just shooting. You're not trying to score, maybe because of the angle you're at or the situation, and you're trying to essentially bank it off the goaltender's pads to a player who's going to the far post. We'll have some net to shoot at. And, Reed's a smart player, smart kid, and I thought he did a real nice job on that. And, again, it's nice to see Baltz start to get involved. He missed some games for us, and he's just starting to find his way again here. But he's a very valuable player. He's been in a lot of big games, tough games. But good for him to pick up another goal and just help his psyche and his confidence.
But, Coach, for our fans that may not understand that, there's a little bit more – there's a lot to that play in that he's got to put it – in a spot where the goaltender's not going to either catch it, scoop it up, smother it up. It's got to be low, but just high enough over the skates, basically.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, there's an art to it. We practice it, and some guys, for the life of them, cannot do it. They cannot, and they should be able to, but, put it off that pad. It's got to be in a certain place, and you have to have the angle and everything to make it work. Some guys can do it every time. Mm-hmm. It's like playing pool. You've seen guys who are not very good pool players. They can't figure the angles out or whatever, and it's a bad analogy, but it's the same thing. You're just trying to put the ball off the side cushion or the cushion somewhere so someone can get it. And Reed does a real good job on that. But he's an engineering major, so he's got all the angles and all the stuff down. So good for Reed.
The Huskies made it a 2-0 lead. This turned out to be the game winner. Shane Hanna unassisted.
Huskies with control now. We'll send it to the front of the goal. Loose puck is there. Hanna trying to find it. Scores! Oh, that's Shane Hanna with a loose puck. Finds it and goes top shelf over the glove of Jenks and makes it a 2-0 lead, Michigan Tech.
Nice goal there by Shane Hanna to put that in. A couple of guys canceled out, and Shane swooped in. It looked like Jenks was slightly screened on that play. That made it 2-0. The Nanooks came back and made it a one-goal game.
Huskies will try to make a line change. Still 4-on-4 for another 35 seconds. Coming in, the Nanooks with a pass to the front. Back to Morley at the point. His shot blocked right behind him. He scored. Redmond made the save.
Redmond did make the save, and then as he was reaching back, player, and I think it was Morley, dove over and was able to get a stick on it and in.
Yeah, and going back to Shane Hanna's goal, that was a huge goal, and I just looked it up. So Shane had 3 goals last year, and he played most of the year with that injured wrist. This year he's 5 goals already, and I think, we talked about it at the top of the show there, where he's going to have a huge year, and you can just see it. And not only offensively, but defensively as well. But good for Shane Hanna. I know he was frustrated last year by that wrist, and you can see what a healthy Shane Hanna can do. But yes, and again, tough goal to give up. They reviewed it and looked like their player, was. Well, he was lying on Angus, but they allowed the goal to stand. And what can you say about Angus? I was kidding him yesterday a little bit. I said, gee, Angus, why'd you give up those couple goals up in Fairbanks? I mean, what's the deal? You don't like shutouts or whatnot? So, and he says, oh, I know, I should have had. He is such a good kid. And, he's very easy to talk to, and he's very competitive. It's interesting. He's one of those guys where off the ice, he just sort of easygoing, laid back. He doesn't maybe show you a lot of fire, but boy, you get in the game and he's all business. He made some great decisions and some good saves. He was aggressive on. They had a real good scoring chance in the third period. He came way out of his crease. It was sort of a three-on-three, but we had two guys go to one of their players and made a cross-ice pass, and he was way out of the crease and made it look easy. So he's, like Joe Sean said, he's making the puck look like a beach ball. I mean, right now, I mean, everything seems to be coming easy for him. And you know, we've got four games left. We're going to play two of the top three teams in the league now the next couple of weeks. So we're going to have Angus on his game. But good for him. I'm so happy for him. And he's got his goals against average down to leading the country, tied.